Sometimes I think we're suckers for punishment. If you have people in your life who don't show up for you, people who take advantage of you, who abuse you, who walk all over you, who take advantage of your good nature, and you're allowing that behavior, then it's you who is to blame. If it's a repetitive pattern of behavior, once, twice, I understand. Thereafter, it's a pattern of behavior that indicates that people don't respect you or your kindness or are just using you, who expect you to show up for them but will not show up for you. Then you're to blame if that habit of behavior continues around you. You see, there are a lot of people who will take everything you have to offer but will never reciprocate. There are people who expect so much of you but will never return that favor ever. They won't show up for you. They won't support you. They won't stand by you. They won't offer you the love that you offer them or even close to it. Now, I personally believe that you got to surround yourself with love and kindness and compassion, with people who will stand by you, who will show up for you when you need it. I've learned over the course of my life not to expect too much from people because I've been disappointed so many times. When you show up for people in such a great measure and they don't reciprocate that, that is a message for you. But many of us, you know, put it down to, but I'm a kind person. Well, you don't have to be a pushover. You don't have to be a doormat. You can be kind without being a doormat and allowing people to take advantage of your good nature. There is a point where you have to draw the line. If they don't show up for you, you have to stop showing up for them. That's my opinion. Let me know what you think. My name is CJ Benjamin, always in the mood to make it right.